Because your soul is already there, by the way. You know, there's only a very small part of you that's actually on this planet. There's like 20, but let's say, for example, there's 80% of you in non-physical and 20% of you in physical. That's it. You're not disconnected from yourself, you're totally connected from yourself. It's like you are playing a video game, and the real you is the gamer, and you are the avatar. So the version you think you are of this identity of being on Earth is you're just the avatar. You're just like a small percentage of yourself, and you get to go through up levelings of, like in a game, you'd get like a sword or more points for this, and it's like that basically, that your avatar up levels. But the truth is, you are already the gamer. The full version of you is already the gamer, is already in your full expansion, is already playing the game, and has never left non-physical. And when you expand into yourself, you're just expanding into yourself. So when you expand in this, I'll say that again. When you expand as the avatar version of you, the physical earthbound version of you that you think you are, and it is just a think you are, because it's your conscious brain. Your conscious brain thinks you are this identity and this is the life that you're living. When you expand into your unconscious, subconscious, non-physical self, you are simply just allowing more of the you that already exists. So the unknown, there is no unknown, it's just you. It's more of you, the real version of you. So you're allowing more and more, A, to be guided by the gamer, not trying to control the game as the avatar. But you're actually allowing more of that intellect, more of that knowledge, more of that wisdom to flow into you, and more of the energy from the gamer into the avatar version of you. And that, so that you give less control to this conscious brain and more live the game that you want to live, because it is a game. It is just a game. Yeah.